Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Friday. We're going to have an action-packed second hour, and we start things off. Home Run Derby X is coming to First Horizon Park Saturday, October 31st, and a man that hit quite a few home runs in his career, Prince Fielder, is on the line with us, former Sound as well. Prince, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing fantastic. Thank you so much for doing this. So what have you been up to since you ended your big league career? What has post-playing been like for Prince Fielder?
Oh, nothing much, man. Just, you know, being a dad, throwing batting practice to my kids. Just basically everything that a stay-at-home dad would be. You know, I'm an Uber, batting coach. Sometimes I help the wife cook, you know, things like that.
What do you miss the most about playing baseball?
I think I just miss, just being like I coached the Futures game, and I realized I just miss being around the dugout, the clubhouse, you know, just basically having a floor seat to watch the game. You know what I mean? I just miss being close to the game like that. I don't necessarily miss playing, but I do miss having the best seat in the house watching it.
When you look at baseball today, I mean, you last played in 2016. The game has changed quite a bit in that amount of time. We've seen the, you know, pitch clock be put in and a bunch of different rules that, from a fan's point of view, I kind of like what they've done with it. As a player, what do you think about the new rules and where baseball is today?
I think I like it. I mean, you know, the pitch clock, I definitely like that just because, you know, especially you watch it. Watching baseball is a lot more fun now because, you know, the third inning, you know, used to take 2 hours to get to the third inning. Now, you know, at least when I went to the game, I was like, oh, we're almost done. So it's a lot better. It's easier to stay into it. The base stealing stuff, I think that's, you know, exciting. I just like it all, man. I mean, you know, anytime you can make the game more exciting, I'm always here for it.
We're talking to Prince Fielder on the Chase and Big Joe show. Prince, what do you remember most about your time here as a member of the Nashville Sounds?
Just Nash. I mean, everything, really. You know, the big guitar in left field. That was pretty cool. I mean, but everything, really. I think that was just my family was starting out. I had two toddlers running around. So I think it was just a good part of my life where I was growing up and getting my family settled in.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, Prince. If you go to Sounds games today, you will see Sounds jerseys with Fielder on the back all these years later. Right. And you think about those moments that you had, and then people still revere you and love you for the fact you were here. That's got to be a great feeling.
Oh, yeah, because, I didn't know. You know, I played there, but, you know, when you leave, you just figure, I didn't know they'll still have my jersey. I was just trying to play to get out of there, but I'm glad I made a good impression.
Oh, that's great. You know, it's funny. One of your teammates, I can't remember his name, was on the record. He was getting close to set the record for most home runs as a member of the Nashville Sounds, and I was going to do a story on him, and he said, please don't. And I said, well, why not? It's a big accomplishment. He's like, the last thing I want to be remembered for is what I did in AAA.
I hear. I mean, but I think that's different, though. Having the most home runs is a different thing, but I definitely understand what he's talking about.
I will tell you this, and I'm going to take a second for a moment that I remember. You had a home run one time. We were at the game, Prince, that to right field that went over Chestnut Street into the other parking lot. And I'll never forget, because you stood at the home plate looking at the ball, but we all stood up. Every member of the outfield, the infield, all nine players just turned their head. Even the pit, nobody moved. It was a moment I'll never forget that you crushed a home run like that. You did it in the major leagues, too. I mean, I've never hit a home run, but what a feel. I mean, that's got to be something you miss, and that excitement of just jacking one out of the park.
Yeah, definitely that, you know, that slow motion, limitless feel that you can't really get in anything else, you know what I mean? That definitely is a good feeling. But also that home run you're talking about, that's the reason why I looked at it, because when I hit it, I felt like I saw everyone's head do the same thing. So that's like, oh, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess that, oh, it's going far. Like, that's like everybody turning, like I saw the pitcher's head snap, and then that just made me look too. So I remember that.
Love it. Yeah.
Prince Fielder is with us on the Chase and Big Joe show. So, you know, I've always heard players say, like, when they get a hold of one, they know. Like, they know it's going out of the park. Was it pretty much like that with just about everyone you hit that – you would feel it on the, you know, when the ball hits the bat that you knew, hey, this one's going over the wall?
Yeah. Well, as a kid, no, because I would ask my dad that. I was like, hey, Dad, how do you know it's gone? Like, you know, because my dad would hit it and kind of give it a look. And I'm like, what if it hits the wall?
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, you'll know. So the first home run I hit, I'm like, okay, I get it now. So, yeah, every time you hit it, square, you know, because you didn't really feel anything, and the ball's already way out. You know what I mean? So, like, in real time, it feels like you hit it, and the ball's already past everyone. You know what I mean? So, yeah, as soon as you hit it, you know right away.
What's crazy to me is you hit 319 home runs in your career, and so did your dad. Like, that. Yeah. That's just that's nuts that it turned out to be the same amount. What do you remember about playing in home run derbies, like what fans are going to see August 31st here at First Horizon Park?
It's just a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. For me, it was just always fun because I had my boys there, my two kids there with me. So that was the most part, because I probably would have only done a couple of them. But every time an All-Star game came around, they were looking at me like, let's get going. So I'm like, all right. I'll be sore for 3 weeks after. Don't worry about it.
have you been to this park yet?
The new one? No, I haven't.
Well, I can tell you, as somebody that played at Greer Stadium and as a fan that went to Greer Stadium, it's a bit of an upgrade. I think you'll like it.
That's what I heard.
When you come back, have you been back to Nashville since you left? I mean, maybe once or twice, but back after you retired?
Probably like a pass-through. I think once or twice, but not long for sure. But this will be the first time I'm there actually, you know, hanging out and, you know, hanging with some people.
Yeah, exactly that. We're talking to Prince Fielder. He'll be back in town August 31st for the Home Run Derby, which is a great idea and be a lot of fun. Yeah. Is it weird when people refer to you, because Chase and I were talking earlier, we vividly remember you playing baseball, and the fact you've been out of baseball now for 7-8 years just blows my mind. Is it that same way for you?
Sometimes, yeah. When I think about it, like, man, I feel like I was playing recently. Then I look, I'm like, Jesus. I'm 40 years old. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely starting to – I'm starting to realize, man, that's what I was – it's almost – that was a real long time ago, kind of.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, who was the one pitcher that you hated facing when you played Major League Baseball?
For me, I think it was Paul Mahomes, because I don't know what – I mean, you know, he was a good pitcher, but for some reason – when he wasn't pitching good, I was the only guy he was pitching good against. So that really pissed me off. So he was the toughest guy for me.
So I'm curious of this too. We were talking about new rules. Now that the DH is universal, like, there were a lot of guys, and you know, you probably were one of these that would later in their career go to the American League because you knew you had that spot. Now that it's universal, I like it. I'm fine with it. Is it better for the game to have a universal DH?
I think so. I mean, you know, because all the guys who can hit that pitch already, they DH anyway when they're not pitching. So, you know, and plus, I just think it creates, you know, you get, you know, you like you said, you don't have to switch leagues, or, you know, you have two leagues to choose from. Because I know it's tough when you're, like you said, older, but you still have some thump in your bat. But, you know, there's only one league that allows you to play DH. So then, you know, you're kind of hooped if they don't need you. But I think with having DH in both leagues, I think it helps, you know, create more jobs for older guys who still got some power, and it still help a team.
For sure. Prince, thanks so much for doing this. It's good to catch up with you, and we look forward to seeing you in Nashville later this month.
Outstanding. Thank you.
Absolutely. Prince Fielder joining us, former big leaguer, former Nashville Sound as well. Really good stuff there. Good to catch up with Prince.
Yes.
And look, if you are like me and like us that, you know, grew up here, and I went to a ton of games at Greer Stadium back in the day, as we say, I remember seeing this. He was a big boy playing first base.
Yep,
it wasn't very long, and then he was up in the big leagues. And there were a few times he kind of broke my heart playing the Braves, but that's okay.
It happens, though.
It happens for sure. So August 31st, Home Run Derby X at First Horizon Park. Get your tickets now. Jason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.